Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the evening news. After more than 3 years of a worldwide pandemic, it's official. COVID-19 is no longer considered a public health emergency. The decision comes from the World Health Organization today, which deems the situation to be sufficiently under control for the maximum level of alert to be lifted. COVID has caused at least 20 million deaths worldwide, almost three times more than the previous official report. But the Director General of the WHO today welcomed the fact that most countries have been able to return to life as normal. The Italian Foreign Minister has hit back at yesterday's remarks from Gérald Darmanin. The French Minister of the Interior claimed that Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni was incapable of resolving the migration problems in her own country. Now, Antonio Tajani has branded the remarks a gratuitous and vulgar insult. Mr. Tajani cancelled a planned trip to Paris over the comments, and Rome is demanding an apology from Paris. While most of the country prepares to enjoy the long weekend, Emmanuel Macron has a busy schedule awaiting him on Monday. The president will be marking Armistice Day and the 78th anniversary of the victory of May 8, 1945 in two parts. Macron will begin the day by presiding over the traditional ceremony on the Champs-Élysées in Paris before travelling to Lyon to pay tribute to resistance fighters and a key figure from the Résistance, Jean Moulin. And on the other side of the channel, the Brits are gearing up for a bonus bank holiday weekend as the time has come for the coronation of Charles III. The ceremony will be taking place in London and is set to cost between 114 and 285 million euros. A huge proportion of that sum is going to the security required to keep the event and festivities safe. 29,000 police officers will be deployed day and night over the next week in one of the biggest security operations the UK has ever seen. And finally, a word on football. And Paris Saint-Germain's star player Lionel Messi has had to eat humble pie after an unauthorized trip to Saudi Arabia. Messi posted a video message to apologize for making the two-day trip, presuming he had the day off after Sunday's match. He said he was waiting to see what the club wants to do with him after PSG suspended him for 2 weeks and docked his pay. During this time, Messi will not be able to attend any training sessions and will miss out on a match. However, he could make his comeback against Auxerre on May 21st for day 36 of the Ligue 1. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.